So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and our very own Mike Conti had a chance to sit down with Arthur Blank yesterday, talk to him one-on-one. First question he asked him was about Arthur's emotions after the Falcons lost to the Seahawks and were eliminated from playoff contention.
My emotions that day were the same as during the season when we had other losses and, you know, frustrations that started with the early part of the season. Not so much about me, it's about our fans and about our organization and our players, and I think we were disappointed. I certainly felt it from the community, but I felt it internally in every way as well. And I think sometime during that period of time is when we began to, you know, think about the organization, what are we going to do going forward, and can we achieve at a higher level? It's an expression that, you know, good is the enemy of great, and that's what we want, is great in all of our businesses and our sports businesses, and certainly the Falcons and soccer. So, you know, that was my feelings at the time. It was very sympathetic and understanding and walking in the same shoes as our fans are.
In your book, you talk a lot about when you started Home Depot, customer feedback was really important to you. And you wrote about the Ben Hill calls that would be punched directly through to you. So I'm wondering what feedback are you hearing from your customers right now, which I would say are the Falcons fans?
Well, I think the fans currently are probably feeling like, you know, they probably feel the same way. They, Raheem and Terry are two really fine individuals. I've known Raheem for 11 years, 6 years before with Dan, and then we went to L.A. and coming back here, and Terry for the last 5 years. I mean, these are really fine folks with good values, and they work their fanny off. I think that what they feel is that, you know, given the capacity of our players, the roster that we have on offense and defense, both young players and as well as some seasoned vets, that we should be achieving at a higher level. And I agree with them. There's a whole series of factors that go into, you know, in the NFL, why teams win or lose or whatever, you know. But I felt at the end of the day that we needed to achieve at a higher level and we're capable of achieving at a higher level. And so we took some time and, you know, took an x-ray of the entire football side of our business, A through Z, and came up with a number of changes that we felt were appropriate to be able to compete at a very elite level. And part of that is this, you know, restructuring that we have with a new head coach, a new general manager, and a president of football. I want to be clear, it's not a president of football operations, it's a president of football. So anything that's a football and grass is going to be responsible this person that we'll be hiring. And both the head coach and general manager report directly to that person.
Could you maybe clarify the difference between football and football operations? Yeah. Because that sounds similar to me.
Yeah, well, it's similar, but sometimes people think of operations as, well, it's the administrative stuff, it's the backroom stuff, it's what have you. This is everything that impacts football, which is, you know, everything a GM does, everything a head coach does, and everything that the organization does to support the team, which is a lot of things. Includes training, includes medical, includes facilities, includes a variety of other things. So it's giving that one person the responsibility, the final responsibility on how our team is going to be visioned, how it's going to operate, who's going to be held accountable, and holding them accountable for the kind of performance that Atlanta should expect from us.
In the letter that you sent out to fans Monday morning, you took some time to address Rich McKay's role with the Falcons and the football side going forward. I'm wondering maybe if you could elaborate on that and what input, if any, in Rich's role overseeing AMBSE as CEO, what input, if any, will he have in football decisions going forward?
Well, the answer is he will not have any. Just to get to the bottom line, but the reality is that Rich has had a long, successful career with us on the football side and on a variety of other things. We moved him off the football. He was involved in building our stadium. He's been involved with soccer. He's involved with a variety of, you know, the World Cup coming to Atlanta, Super Bowl coming to Atlanta. He chairs the Metro Atlanta Chamber this coming year, which I did that for 1 year in 2002. And I can tell you that by itself is a full-time job. It's breakfast, lunch, dinners every night and series of meetings, and it represents Atlanta in the business community and politically. So he's got a very full plate, so he will not be involved in football going forward.
Has anything changed with your personal day-to-day oversight of the team? Are you at a stage right now where maybe you would like to change some of your day-to-day role? And has everything that's happened recently maybe delayed or amended those plans?
Well, I've never really had a day-to-day role. I mean, I'll continue to do the same things I've done before, which is be aware of what the team is doing, understand the vision, understand the strategy. I have an opportunity, if I can be supportive to the head coach, general manager, now the new president of football, I'll be there for that, not only resources-wise, but giving them any bit of advice or wisdom that I have based on 25 years of experience and in business beyond that, but in football. I expect to be fully supportive and take my cues from the president of football.
Your fans have been very patient, and it's been 8 years since the Falcons have made the playoffs. You're now bringing in a new president of football, a new general manager, a new coach. How much more patient do you think fans need to expect to be?
Well, if I was fans, I wouldn't be very patient at all. I mean, I can tell you that sitting here talking to you, Mike, I'm not. I'm not patient, and that's, you know, one of my virtues, or you could argue it's too much of a virtue or not a virtue, but I tend to be an impatient person, and I'm pretty demanding that way, and I think our fans should expect us to move forward this year. We have the players, in my opinion. It's one of the reasons, in my view, this was frustrating as it was this year, is that I felt we could have achieved at a higher level with the players that we do have on our roster. And we look forward to building even a stronger roster going forward, and we'll hire the best head coach, the best general manager, and the best president of football that we can find.
The NFL is a very difficult league. Everyone's trying to win. Do you personally, though, have any regrets about any of the decisions that you made in the previous few years about who you put in place to be general manager, coach, or anywhere else in the organization?
Well, it's a very hard league, and it's designed that way for parity. You know, 50% of the games are decided by 7 points or less, 25% by 3 points or less, and you've got professional players and coaches on the other side as well. So it's one of the reasons come July and August, every person in America believes their team has a chance to go to the Super Bowl and compete in playoffs, et cetera, which is great for the league. But I think you make decisions at the time. It's easy to go back and look and, you know, with hindsight and put glasses on 2020, you get clarity and say, well, we should have done this, we should have done that. Obviously, we made some mistakes with this last round with Raheem and Terry, but they did a lot of good work for us as well, and that needs to be acknowledged, et cetera. And I think it's a credit to Raheem particularly, I would say, that during his last four games, that players continued to fight, play hard, fought. You know, I've been in situations where players kind of, you know, virtually they mail it in, not mail it in literally, but they're not as competitive. They're tapping themselves out of games. They're getting injured unnecessarily. They think they're injured. But, you know, we didn't have any of that. These guys fought like crazy and won the last four games, you know, and, you know, I give the players credit for that, but I give the coaching staff credit for that as well, the entire coaching staff. And I give Terry credit for that, to have the right players in the building that were able to commit that way.
Atlanta United, you're putting a tremendous amount of your personal resources into the team, the most expensive incoming player transfer before last season, and the team ended up finishing 29th out of 30 teams. What, from your perspective, went wrong?
Well, I mean, the most obvious one is that we didn't pick the right coach. I would say that, and I don't mean that in a mean way or whatever, but there wasn't a match between the players and the coach and the style of play, you know, all the things that, you know, that we all see. I think we brought back a coach who we know relates well to players. He's had a great history in Atlanta, had a great history beyond Atlanta, in Mexico and in Miami, and so... And we'll continue to churn the roster and work on it. And As our fans know, we're also seeking interviewing for president of soccer, and that'll be somebody at a very high level that'll oversee both Atlanta United and our new team, NWSL. That's not the name of the team. That's the name of the league. We don't have a name yet for the team.
I know you are going to be extremely busy over the next couple of days and weeks. I think the listeners of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game really appreciate your opportunity to take the time and speak to them directly. So thank you very much.
Well, you know, I thank 92.9 and I thank our fans in both of the sports for their ongoing support and trust and confidence that we will produce for them, and I'm quite sure we will. So appreciation for them, and everybody have a great new year, and not only personally, but you know, professionally in the world of sports.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, and that was Mike Conti sitting down with Arthur Blank one-on-one yesterday. What were your highlights from the presser yesterday? You guys were in the room with Arthur as he addressed everyone.
Yeah, I thought my highlight was where, because you guys know that I've been screaming this from the mountaintops for the last couple of months, and I'm like, there's just such a disconnect between what we should be trying to accomplish with our personnel and what we're actually doing on the field. So at one point in the press conference, when Arthur Blank brought up that there was not a clear vision for the team, you know, that was one of the things that they had really reflected on over the last month or two, and you know, brought in the outside firms, and he was like, you know, it was kind of alarming to me that there was not a vision for the team. I think he said that in more or less words, and I was like, praise the Lord. Like, I mean, I'm glad that was, you know, part of the conversation, because I've felt that way for forever. Even when going back to a couple of weeks ago, when the thought popped up about Matt Ryan, and I've been using the term linear vision, like somebody has to align from the top down what this team is trying to get accomplished. So I just felt very excited / validated / you know, let's turn the page and get it moving in the right direction after he said that.
Yeah, it was interesting. That's what they came away with, the firm.
Mm-hmm. Sportology, yeah.
Yeah, and they interviewed, like, I think 30, they say he said 30 people.
Yeah.
It's disappointing, too, at the same time. It's very disappointing. It's someone that is closely around that. And I tell you one thing, I guess I can say it now because it seems to be what Sportsology, or whatever the hell the firm was, is found. But it felt to me recently that there was too many people that had say in football things. And that's just from hearing things from, you know, we all have people that we know. Like, I mean, some of us that get around it, you know, we have people that we know in this business. I mean, I'm sure Grant has people inside the Braves that are sources. And anybody that covers a team develops those, and I've developed a few over my time with the Falcons, and you hear things and you're like, well, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
And there are times where you're like, man, it's amazing this team won 16 games over the last two seasons, or go to the 5 years and they won, you know, they were as competitive. So it's good. I'm glad it's a reset that we needed. It's a reset that we wanted. I'm happy for that. But I do think people take words that were said yesterday and they spin them into narratives that they want to believe. And I think it's ridiculous. And I know we're going to talk about it at 7 o'clock with some of it, especially like with Jeff Ulbrich. Apparently, you know, from what I've read on Twitter, I took away from what Arthur said about Jeff Ulbrich, Mike, completely different than a few others. I mean, I don't get it, but I really feel good about what that press conference was yesterday.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see the differing opinions based off of one press conference and how wide that scale, that spectrum was on it. So we will unpack a lot more. Like I asked yesterday, are we going to have more questions or less questions today? We've got more. So we'll unpack that at 7 o'clock. And coming up, we're going to talk about last night's game, that crazy fourth quarter. And we've got my Mac drop. We're just going to double check that we've all been listening to each other this week.
Oh,
that's
God.
All that's happening. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.